Hello and welcome to the KBC Well Good podcast with me, Jerry Hussing. I'm a performance psychologist, passionate about helping people reconnect to the best version of themselves, helping them reawaken and ignite their inner passion and ability through the power of the mind. I've been lucky to work with some of the world's best athletes and business people, and can't wait to share the simple yet powerful tips proven to help you be at your best. I'm going to be joined by a number of guests in conversation to tease out those tips. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Well Good KBC podcast series. And today I'm going to be speaking a little bit about visualization and, more importantly, taking you through a simple but powerful visualization. Visualization for me, in some ways, is the missing piece. I say missing piece because more and more now we hear about meditation, and meditation is extremely important and powerful. Meditation is a little bit about non-attachment and surrendering. It's about being in the moment. For me, visualization is a little bit different in terms of it allows you to start planting and putting seeds about your future in place. Visualization is a sensory experience, so it should involve sound, touch, smell, movement. In fact, visualization is enhanced by the more senses we engaged. Visualization also allows you to begin to experience different emotions. So as you start to see a situation or see something that you want to create or manifest in your life, it allows you to then start to experience a feeling or an emotion that you would like to be in that situation. So put simply, visualization is a way for you to fire neurological pathways around a situation that could be a meeting, an exam, a date, it could be anything. And once you start to see and imagine that situation in your mind, you can then start to attach the way you want to think, the way you want to behave, and the way you want to feel in that situation. Once you fire those neurological pathways, even through visualization, the pathways are firing, they're being wrapped in myelin, and you're building that behavior. Once you've built that behavior and that response, when you encounter the situation for real, it'll be amazing how quickly you automatically respond in the way that you've planned. Visualization is something I've used with all my clients. I've used it with the top athletes I've worked with, and it's a real powerful tool. So let's begin. If you're sitting down, maybe you could just place your feet firmly on the ground. This will help you feel a little bit grounded. So just become aware of your feet firmly flat on the ground. If you're lying down, just become aware of your back and your legs on the surface that you're on, be it a bed or a couch. So we start to feel grounded. Now, give yourself the permission to just slow down a little bit for the next few minutes. To start and to help slowing down, we start to breathe. If you place your right hand on your belly, and as you breathe in, I would like you to imagine and to feel your belly rise. As you breathe out, our belly falls. It's important as we breathe through our belly, which is nice and deep. As we start to breathe in more clean, fresh oxygen, it takes us out of our limbic brain. It allows us to open our prefrontal cortex. It allows us to see and experience images. So we start to breathe. Breathe in for the count of four. We pause at the end of the breath. And then we exhale for the count of four. Let's just repeat this 3 to 4 times. Breathe in, count to four, pause, and exhale. As we start to slow down, we will also add in some progressive muscle relaxation. So very simply, as we breathe in, we'll continue with the same breathing rhythm. But as we breathe in, we clench our fists nice and tight. and we squeeze into our fists any tension, any anxiety, any worry that we have. And then on the exhale, we release our fists. So now we're putting our breathing and we're creating the association with the simple little physical trigger. We breathe in, we clench our fists, we pause the breath, and then on the exhale, we open the hands. Now, as we close our eyes, I want you to become aware of the breath. I want you to imagine that the air you breathe in is blue. Blue is calm. Blue naturally triggers our subconscious mind to feel calm, to feel secure. As we breathe deep and as we use the belly breathing, we imagine this blue air coming all the way into our system. It's filling us with new thoughts, new ideas, new ways of being. I would like you to also focus on the breath that you breathe out and visualize this air as red. The red air that's leaving your body is any tension or stress, negativity. It might be a conversation that you've had, an argument. It's something that you want to let go. Life, like breathing, is about taking in the new, taking in the fresh, and letting go of the old. So now we should have a visual image of blue being breathed in and red being pushed out. We will continue to build the images. So think of the happiest day you've had. Think about a day where your heart was filled with laughter and fun. Think about a time where you were doing something, you were being something, you were with people and you didn't want to be anywhere else. Think about what happiness feels to you. Now visualize at that time, what was your body language like? What were your eyes like? What were your words like? Visualize what you at 100% looks like. What does the best, most confident, most present, most fun you look like? Visualize that. I want you to not just see yourself, your body language, your eye contact, but I want you to hear yourself, your tone of voice, the words you're using, your laughter. And I want you to feel what that feels like. What does it feel like when I'm having fun? What does it feel like when I'm surrounded by people who love and care for me? What does it feel like when I'm present and giving myself permission to have fun and to be me? Now, as you continue to breathe, I want you to think of something that you have. It might be an upcoming interview or an exam. It might be a day ahead. It might be your wedding. It might be something that at the moment is causing you some form of stress or anxiety. I want you to create the picture. What does that look like? We're going to think about it. We're going to include emotions into it. And we're going to build a new pathway around that. So when you think of that thing that's coming up, I want you to see yourself in that position. What would you be wearing? What would your body language be like? What would you like your body language to be like? Now remember that person that you thought about when you thought about being at your best self, that fun, that enthusiasm. What if you were to bring that person into that situation? What if you were to bring that sense of ease and that sense of presence? What if you could be in that situation and not worry about winning or losing? And not worry about what other people think of you? What if you could be in that situation and simply give yourself the gift of presence? If you were in that situation, being the best version of yourself, What are the words you would use? And what does it feel like to use those powerful, positive words? What does it feel like to have that strong, confident body language? What does it feel like not to be worrying about other people's impression of you? Now see yourself in that position and that meeting or that interview or that sports performance. How is it that you would like it to go? Begin to see it going in the way you want it. Your life goes in the direction of the stories you tell yourself. So see yourself, I am calm, I am confident. In that situation, I'm full of imagination and creativity. In that situation, my skills, my fun, my love, my passion comes alive. In that situation, I am me. As you visualize, put the detail that you can in. So who am I speaking to? What do they look like? What are they wearing? What's happening around me? And then remember, you are not your environment. I notice and I am aware of the detail around me, but I am attentive only to my inner calm and my inner confidence. I am not my environment. And we continue to breathe. As you imagine that powerful response, as you imagine that situation, that exam, or that meeting, or that interview going exactly as you want it to be, just breathe. Breathing is key to everything. It's our trigger. As we breathe in, our belly rises. The end of the breath, we pause. And we breathe out. We breathe in blue, calm, refreshing air. We breathe out red. To finish, we'll just repeat the simple trigger that we had. We breathe in, we clench our fists. We're building this emotional association that taking some nice deep breaths and clenching my fists is linked to a feeling of calm and composed. So when I'm in the situation in the future and I want to return to this place of calm and composed, I simply repeat the trigger. I breathe deep, I clench my fists, I pause, and then I let go. Visualization is about firing the neurological pathway through seeing, sensing, imagining, but it's also about triggering those images and those sights to an emotional response. Triggers are as simple as clenching and releasing. Triggers are as simple as breathing. Now believe and be certain that the more you practice this visualization, the more you become focused on the breath and these triggers, the more you build brain pathways through visualization of images, sounds, smells, you will have no other choice but to think, act, and feel exactly the way you want, the way you have planned when that situation arises in the future. Our future doesn't just happen. It is created by our thoughts and our images. It is created by the stories we run in our subconscious mind. Active, regular visualization grounds, connects, plants the picture, the words, and the responses that you will feel and experience when you encounter these future situations. I hope you found that simple visualization helpful. I hope it has maybe planted a seed to show you that visualization is quite simple. It can be done anywhere. It doesn't have to be long. And I hope that you make it something that is a regular part of your wellness routine, your mental fitness routine. And there are loads of visualizations we can find online on YouTube. And when we find the ones that work best for us, I would really encourage you to make it part and parcel of your everyday regular wellness activities. Thank you.